June 7, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, God Who Rescues. Opening prayer. I come before you today, Father, with praise and thanksgiving for who you are and all you have done. Read Psalm chapter 40. For the director of music, of David, a psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, "Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, 'The Lord is great.' But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay." Reflect. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Prepare a right posture within yourself as you come to read God's words today. Earlier this year, I had to go to a funeral. The person who had died was only middle-aged and had their life snatched from them in a second. However, at the funeral, we sang a song based on this psalm. This person's life had lived and breathed faith in the Lord. Though they had died, they were truly blessed, and their life had an impact which was seen by many. We may experience evil from others or the effects of our own sin. We may feel poor and needy, or that our heart fails within us. But, and this is no surprise now after our readings in Isaiah, the Lord thinks of us. He hears our cries. He helps us in ways that are incomparable. Like David, we can come to Him to find mercy and protection. This feels incredible, that God, the creator of the universe, thinks about us. Do you find this easy or hard to believe? Who can you think of who needs to be encouraged with this truth? Apply. Listen to When I Was Lost, 2005, Kate Simmons, and praise God today for all He has done. Closing prayer. Mighty God, with all that I am, help me this day and every day to say, Great is the Lord. Through my praise, help others rejoice in who you are and join me in worshiping you.